Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. The choice that determines the course of life. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Matthew 25:46. Everlasting punishment is the penalty for failing to do what is right in the sight of God. It is the result for falling short of God's glory. But God has provided a path to peace through personal faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. But only you can choose that path, as Jonathan Edwards explains. That you may escape the dreadful and eternal torments, you must embrace Him who came into the world for the purpose of saving sinners from such torments. He alone has paid the whole debt due to the divine law and has exhausted eternal sufferings. What great encouragement is it that you are exposed to eternal punishment, that there is a Savior provided who offers to save you from that punishment, and that He will do it in a way which is perfectly in keeping with the glory of God. In fact, it is more to the glory of God than it would be if you should suffer the eternal punishment of hell. Those who are sent to hell will never pay the whole of the debt which they owe to God. Justice can never be actually satisfied in their damnation, but it is satisfied in Christ. Therefore, He is accepted by the Father, and all who believe are accepted and justified in Him. Today's New Testament reading is Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 through 46.
When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave Me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave Me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited Me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed Me. I was sick, and you looked after Me. I was in prison, and you came to visit Me." Then the righteous will answer Him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The King will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of Mine, you did for Me." Then He will say to those on His left, "Depart from Me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave Me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave Me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite Me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe Me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after Me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for Me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
The course of your life is determined by the choices you make in life, a choice centering around the person of Jesus Christ. You can ignore Him or embrace Him, but you cannot avoid Him or the consequences of your choice. Jonathan Edwards preached eloquently of the horrors of hell because he realized what was at stake in the lives of his listeners. If you haven't yet received what is at stake in your life, receive him today and realize he truly has paid the price for your sins and mine. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.